This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Engaging your minds and your mouths together, or that's actually what we're trying to do here. DJV time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting another good day with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, focused on what's going on. Jen, you have a trending item for us that will keep us on the edge of our seats.
I do, and I'm almost disappointed in myself for giving this one to you. But sometimes it is necessary for me to tell you just how crazy California is. California is the state that I live in, and one of the cities in that state is a city called West Hollywood. Well, apparently this week, the mayor of West Hollywood will join city officials to present the adult film star Stormy Daniels with the key to the city, the city proclamation. Yeah. I wish I were making this stuff up, but that's the truth. There is a press release even sent out by the city of West Hollywood recognizing Daniels for her leadership in the resist movement. And noted that the city has previously passed resolutions calling for articles of impeachment to be introduced against President Trump. So, big media event, and I'm sure Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who had to pay him $10 million this week because of a settlement he tried to stiff one of his law partners, will be with Stormy Daniels in West Hollywood this week accepting the key to the city.
All right, let's back up a little bit. He had to pay $10 million to one of his partners because he tried to stiff him.
Well, his firm, the firm that he's a part of, it wasn't a personal thing again. That it didn't come out of Avenatti's pocket. It's his firm owes this guy because I guess he left the partnership or whatever, and they had a settlement, so they didn't make their first payment of $4
million. Well, it's life down on the farm. Here's something else.
Do I get one? Hello? Do I get one?
Yeah, but I was going to throw something in that was outrageous.
In this vein.
Yeah, so it was in this vein. This is the kind of stuff you just can't believe. You know, most people know about Publix supermarkets. They're big down south, especially.
Oh, Publix,
you know,
yeah.
Publix, yep. P-U-B-L-I-X, mm-hmm. Owned by a family, and I'm trying to remember the lady's name, and I can't remember. But anyway, the company is taking a lot of heat for censoring a message on a cake that was meant to celebrate a new graduate's academic achievements. So the family asked the cake have on it the name of the son, excuse me, Jacob Kosinski, and congratulations on graduating summa cum laude. But Publix, or somebody at work at Publix, apparently edited out the word cum, C-U-M, because this person thought it was gross and profane. And so they took out, so the cake, when they got it, said summa laude on it. Without the, I'm speechless when I find stuff like this and figure how stupid some people are. There,
but
people
really?
Actually breathe that are this stupid.
But really, Doug, someone who works at Publix and your job is decorating cakes at Publix and they're supposed to know Latin. Really, is that surprising to you?
I don't know. I guess I'm just.
I think we need to talk about the placement of the bar here. I think you need to really lower the bar.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so I don't know if that's as good as Jennifer's, but it's pretty close. All right, so yes, please move on, shall we, Victoria? What do you
have? Can you imagine being 16 years old and being handed a bill for $36 million?
Yes.
That is what happened to an Oregon teenage boy who is responsible for starting the Eagle Creek wildfire last year that burned 48,000 acres. He was hiking on a trail and back in September, and he ignited some fireworks, and I guess once he thought they were blown out and or just extinguished, and then he tossed them into the woods, and that's what started this massive, massive wildfire that burned for a long time in Oregon. And he admitted he was 15 at the time, so they're not releasing his name. He's still a minor. I believe he's 16 now. And so the judge was pretty harsh in terms of the restitution that this kid needs to make. The largest payout will be $21 million that goes to the U.S. Forest Service. The Oregon State Fire Marshal gets over $1 million. $12 million goes to the Oregon Department of Transportation, and another $1 million goes to the Union Pacific Railroad, and Oregon State Parks gets about $31,000 of this. They said if the team cannot pay the millions in full, hello, that's pretty obvious, then he can establish a payment plan through the Hood River Juvenile Department. I don't know how you establish a payment plan for $36 million when you're 16 years old, but he also
going to jail.
Well, he was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 1,900 hours of community service with the U.S. Forest Service. So, but that's a pretty stiff penalty for being careless. Don't we all remember Smokey the Bear? Hello, forest fires.
Well, but this is a symbol, obviously, and it's also knowledge, so we know what these sorts of things, the devastation that they create,
yep,
what it costs. Basically, the taxpayers footing the bill for this. That's really what you're getting out of this, whether you realize it or not, is the taxpayer is paying the bill. And so all of these $36 million of dollars, and not only that, the 48,000 acres of land that were
yep.
burned by carelessness. I don't think that there's anybody who believes this was a set fire, was it? It was
no,
carelessness.
No, he admitted to it. He didn't try to get out of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever happened to the two kids down in Tennessee? Remember part of Dollywood that burned?
Yes.
And there was the huge fire down there?
Yes.
Did we ever find out what happened to those kids?
No, I don't think so.
There were two of them who had fireworks, too.
Yeah. Yep. Fireworks bad. This is the time of year, Memorial Day weekend.
Did you just say fireworks bad?
Well, I did say that because I think they're not
fireworks
only in this
bad. Water hole's good.
This, sounds like Gronk.
In this circumstance, thank you. In this circumstance, there is Memorial Day, 4th of July, and when you hear these stories, a lot of people don't understand anymore how dangerous this stuff is. Fireworks are very, very dangerous, not only because of the things that we've just outlined, the fires that are possible, but because of the toll they take in human damage. I tell this story every year at this time about a Framingham firefighter. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I've lived here all my life, and I knew this fellow. He had a little house on one of the lakes in town, and he had a big party for, it was either Memorial Day or 4th of July a number of years ago. Richie, you've heard me tell this story when it came to the 4th of July.
Yeah.
This fellow bought all kinds, because he was a fireman, he could buy fireworks are illegal still in Framingham unless the fire department is actually doing the work. He was a fireman, and he got some of these fireworks to have on his own 4th of July party, or, again, not important what day it was. So he lights off one of these big, long tubes, and nothing happens. So he looks down the barrel of the tube and subsequently gets his head blown off because it was slow in firing. This is the most, and you wonder in this day and age when the government wants to curb everything, how these things are even allowed or illegal, even at the hands of the fire department at an official display or celebration. But this is dangerous stuff, nothing to be played with.
Well, most of those fireworks are illegal. You can buy them down the when you if
you
growing up
in
the East
South.
Coast.
Yeah,
you can buy them if you go to south of the border on the way to Florida. They have them there, but I know they're illegal in New Jersey where I grew up. And talk to the New York Giants, Jason Pierre-Paul. He a couple of years ago he blew off a few fingers and almost ruined his career as a professional football player. He now does PSAs for fireworks safety and trying to warn kids don't mess with this stuff.
Yep.
It's so stupid and dangerous.
Yeah. Very important to keep that in mind. 15 past the hour here on the DJV show.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, We're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Kohl's Memorial Day Weekend Sale. Take an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Get swimwear for the family starting at $15.99. Flip-flops, just $9.99. Beach towels, $14.99. And this weekend, you'll get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Thursday through Monday, only at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 24th through 28th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right, working with more transparency and higher accountability, and reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hardworking tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
I must say I'm disappointed, ladies, in both of you, Jennifer and Victoria, yeah, because so far I have not heard anything about Meghan or Harry, what's going on with them. Their wedding is over, but are they out and about? Are they on their honeymoon? Where are they going? What are they doing?
Their first public appearance together. They're back at home.
Yeah, really? They had to wait around because Charles turned 70, so they had to make their first appearance as a married couple for that. And then they're going on a mini-moon to Dublin.
A mini-moon?
Mini-moon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is she pregnant or not?
That's highly inappropriate, Dougie.
Is it really?
yeah,
well, they first started getting romantic right after they got together. Right?
Well,
is that a good way of putting it?
They're supposed to be virgins when they get married. Now, she was already married, so I think the cat's out of the bag with that one. But
you think he, with his Playboy past,
absolutely
was a...
Absolutely not.
No.
He had two of his ex-girlfriends at the wedding, which
really?
Was very weird.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought that was so weird and just... Oh. And how are you, like, these two girls he dated for long term, like multiple years, and everybody said, oh, they were going to, he was going to marry each of them. And then he ends up marrying this other girl that he meets, and that's a quick whirlwind romance. And he still invites the two exes to sit there and watch him marry, not them. Like, that's weird.
Isn't that nice?
I wouldn't have gone.
I get a kick out of looking at the clickbait stories that you always warn me against, Victoria. Here's one. This is what Meghan Markle's perfect day really looks like. And this is what the Queen said to her right after the wedding. And, you know, stuff like that that people, let's find out what she said. Who else was there? And, you know, what did Donald Trump send as a present, by the way? Anybody know?
Charitable donation.
Oh, in his name? In the name of the Prince and Meghan? Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen, the story behind the story. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're going to sing along with me? It's Jennifer's favorite television program of all time.
Makes my heart happy.
From I Love Lucy. It really is. It's one of those things. I agree with you 100%. When you hear this, no matter what you're, even if you don't know what it is, it makes you happy. It just is one of the things that brings out the best in you. You're giggling and you're smiling and stuff. So the reason we're playing the theme here on the DJB show with Jennifer and mine, Victoria, from I Love Lucy, there's a list of the television shows and events connected to television that were the number one items of all time in terms of entertainment. And so what would you believe to be the number one? I get goosebumps when I listen to that and tell the story. The number one television show of all time to this point that has influenced people, been quoted more in media, the story that has gone on for years and years, the lives of these people on television and off television, the subject of more print than any other TV show that ever has been on the air. I Love Lucy. Number one.
Oh, I thought we got to guess. This is a gimme since you played the theme song.
Right. Well, I was looking at some of the other shows that are on that list, the list of shows that have been written about or events like the Kennedy assassination, another event on television that has attracted more attention, the landing on the moon, the Tonight Show, Star Trek
episode.
Yes, right, Richie, that's on here. Yep, right. Ed Sullivan and the people he had on his program. There's no shows like that anymore. 60 Minutes is on this list. Entertainment Tonight is on this list. And Roseanne, Oprah Winfrey. Huh. These are shows that have been written about and had more press coverage. Yeah, All in the Family, SNL on the list. Interesting. The Cosby
Show. I remember most of those shows, though, when they only had four channels to choose from.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That is true.
Anymore.
But Roseanne was a show that actually was the first that delved away from that perfect family image that we saw with the shows
All in the Family
50s, 60s,
was, I think, the first
70s.
Of that. And then Roseanne. Yeah.
Roseanne was when kids were talking back, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Slap those kids around. 26 past the hour. Time for us to get into music news. NSYNC. Let's see. Justin Timberlake,
Lance
Bass.
You're just so good to me. I love Lucy and NSYNC in one segment.
Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, but Google didn't add them up when asked about members yesterday, replacing Fatone with Shaquille O'Neal. Is this just who's yanking our chain here with this?
This actually happened. If you look, if you Google search, who are the members of NSYNC, Shaquille O'Neal replaced Joey Fatone.
No.
And I listed him as a baritone in the group. Yes.
Huh? No.
It's totally true. Lance Bass was tweeting about it. Justin Timberlake tweeted about it because they all saw it. And
it was all over TMZ anyway, yeah.
TMZ actually ran into Lance Bass and asked him about it. And so it was kind of a funny story. He said, a lot of people don't know, but Shaquille had a big hand in starting our career. We lived in Orlando, and our first place that we ever recorded at was his house. He said all of our first demos and all of our first songs were all from Shaq's house.
How cool is that?
It is kind of cool. Shaq at the time, apparently, you know, was trying to do some raps and stuff. So yeah. He had a state-of-the-art studio built in his home, and someone at NSYNC's label knew Shaq, and so they rented that out to record. And then Lance joked, you know, it's too bad Shaq didn't get any of the NSYNC royalties.
Right. All right, Beyonce is in the news today because she's bought a church. She purchased a church in New Orleans, dates back 100 years, in the Garden District. 7,500 square foot property located near her sister's home is on the market for $850,000. According to the listing, the property affords many possibilities for redevelopment as a single, multifamily, or church or commercial possibility. The building hasn't been used as a church for a long time. Unclear whether Beyonce will convert it to residential property or not. That's something interesting. At 28 past the hour, chew on that. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Are you drinking a lot of coffee or tea? Maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJB show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's now 34 after the hour, the continuing conversation. A little fun here, a little fun there, a little info here, a little info there. Here we're in, here we're out. Jennifer Horn is in, Victoria Keelan is in, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I noticed that the Swedes are going to send out the war pamphlet again. If you didn't know about this before, this was something that I'm probably the only one who remembers. 30 or so years ago, the Swedish government issued a war pamphlet to all of the households in the country, informing them of the perils of war. The brochure was compiled by the Swedish Civil Contingency Agency, which is like the, what do we call that? Well, it used to be a different name. It used to be the Civil, I forget what they was, Conrad or something like that. It used to be when I was a kid. It provides information on everything from how to identify fake news, prepare against extreme weather conditions, to what to do in the event of a terror attack or some kind of military conflict. It's 20 pages long, has illustrations of soldiers in the field, people fleeing disaster zones, and cybersecurity teams at their computers. It's an update on the first one that was used Actually, they had one that they produced during the Second World War, and then that was released, re-released in the 80s, and now they're re-releasing it again. Remember that Sweden is like the Swiss. They're neutral, and they were neutral during World War II, and still the bastard Hitler went up there to try to rattle them around and take over Scandinavia. Anyway, the pamphlet warns people not to become complacent. And that's really what did happen. That's what allowed, well, there are a number of things that made the stew that created Hitler. But you can see other countries, Africa especially, where the same sort of thing is going on now. And there are a lot of people who want you to believe that Trump is like Hitler and stuff like that. You know, that's a little off of the wall. But there are other people, certainly Putin is a guy who's aiming, from my point of view, become a complete dictator. Saddam Hussein was, most of the leaders in the Middle East, certainly Syria's leader, and others. No, I shouldn't say, that's not fair, because Jordan is a very well-run country. I'm trying to pick out others that are, well, that's about it. Saudi Arabia is not, by any stretch of imagination, a democracy, but it's coming up in the world anyway. The pamphlet's republication comes as the security debate on whether Sweden can join NATO. This is very interesting, because if they've been non-political and non-involved, why would they want to be in NATO, is the question. Not a member.
They may have to join, though, because they've enjoyed the fringe benefits of
not really being
a member, but they've gotten all the perks. So NATO may say, all right, look, now it's time to step up, and you know, you can't pretend you're Switzerland anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You don't have the chocolate.
Yep. What do we have that tells us any more about North Korea, South Korea, the United States, whether it's going to be actually, this is a day-to-day, it goes from one extreme to another every day, and I'm not sure what the last 24 hours has brought in this high-stakes, that's what they call it, this high-stakes game. What I do know is that the Russians and Japan have planned a strategy in case the summit fails. I thought this was kind of an interesting alliance. Did you see this? Prime Minister of Japan is going to Moscow this week. He's going to sit down with Vlad. Vlad, too. He says, I want to confirm cooperation in resolving the North Korea issue. Top foreign affairs and defense officials from both countries are going to meet to try to come up with a plan, because they fear that North Korea, if not denuclearized, could be a problem for both the Russians and the Japanese. Or is this
for everybody if they're not denuclearized? Look, I think that there's a lot of uncertainty about whether this meeting is going to happen or not. And at the White House on Tuesday, President Moon from South Korea came to visit President Trump to talk strategies, and they seem to get along very well. But I think if you listen, and, you know, I always try to pay attention to kind of the hidden messages that's going on. President Trump is saying, well, we'll see if we meet with Kim Jong-un. And President Moon from South Korea said, no, I think we're on the north side of, 50-50 of meeting with Kim Jong-un. I think this meeting's going to happen. That's what South Korea says. If you listen to the rhetoric that's coming out of the White House, listen to what Vice President Mike Pence said to Martha McCallum on Fox News when he did an interview with her on Monday night. Listen to what Senator Lindsey Graham said on the Sunday shows over the weekend. They're all saying they hope that Kim Jong-un chooses diplomacy, because if he doesn't, basically, there's going to be further option. They're making very silent, sort of hidden threats to North Korea, saying, look, you asked for this meeting. You've played us before. If you don't show up and go down this path of diplomacy, then we really are going to be looking at regime change. Yesterday, the meeting at the White House on Tuesday with President Trump, he said, if Kim Jong-un pursues diplomacy, if he gives up his nukes, we will offer him 100% protection. He's not going to end up in the ground like Gaddafi, like John Bolton had made the claim. But if not, there are going to be very different circumstances for North Korea. So I think it's kind of interesting. This administration doesn't take a lot of yanking of the chain. And so that rhetoric, even from people like Lindsey Graham, is already starting that if Kim Jong-un, who opened this door to diplomacy, doesn't now sit down at the table, there could be real consequences for him that maybe didn't exist 6 months ago.
Well, it is always interesting to see how this thing, I'm looking at five or six different stories. I have 14 different sources I use pretty much every day, and five or six different ways of looking at what it means to be denuclearized, what it means to have the United States involved there, maybe more than we are. That what does it mean to us? How much are we paying? And, you know, I was thinking about regime change here. Richie's been a fan of the folks, the Venezuelan president, since before the current guy, Nicolas Maduro, has been in for 6 years. Didn't realize that that other guy, whose name now I put him completely out of my mind. Yeah, Chavez. What a bad guy he was. So now Maduro.
Huh? I'm not a fan of Maduro.
No, Maduro is just as bad.
Right.
He won another six-year term this week. The election, surprisingly, has been overshadowed by widespread charges of vote rigging. Only 40% of the electorate turned out to vote, and 80% voted for him. Yeah. Then his opponent was Henri Falcon, who said the polls, right after they closed, we don't recognize this electoral process. And he was told by the Venezuelan Secretary of State, if he didn't sit down and shut up, he's going to get shot. You know, good stuff like that. So what about regime change in places like that? And then, you know, do we sort of take on that role once again and getting involved? I was watching an interview last night. You know, Dan Rather has this stuff. He and Mark Cuban are friends, and so Cuban has him doing interviews with old rockers. And he had the Doors on, Richie, or what, two-thirds of the Doors.
Right,
Jimmy Morrison's been dead for, what, 35 years.
More.
And the subject was the Vietnam War and what music was popular during the Vietnam War, because the Doors were very, very popular during the Vietnam War among the soldiers and among people here, because when you listen to Jimmy Morrison's lyrics, I can hear them in my head now. And by the way, two more old drugged out rockers you'll never see if you get a chance to watch this with these two guys left from the Doors. The stories were really fabulous, or meaningful to people who are my age. And I say that because I am troubled by younger people not getting the message that these two guys were all about during the interview. And that is how the U.S. has mucked up many places in the world by getting involved. I posted something on my personal, I may have done it on the Facebook.com DJV show. I'm not sure whether I put it over there or not. It's relatively incendiary. My feeling, an explanation of wars and what causes wars. It's basically big companies getting together, starting wars on both sides. And so the military-industrial complex benefits and everybody else doesn't. And our men are used as cannon fodder. It started with, and that's the point these guys made, with Vietnam, and it's gone on and on and on. Every time we turn around, there's another war brewing, and these guys say what a lot of people don't say, that behind the scenes daily, these big armament companies have people in these countries stirring up problems. That's what they do. That's how their companies work. The dark side of this reality is that these companies, these munition companies, go over and start stirring trouble up, and then the governments get involved, and that's what we see going on here. Look at the Middle East. The people in the Middle East don't support these wars, but yet the wars continue. They're fomented by the people who are the big multinational armament companies who stir the pot. They actually hire people. What's that company that has Blackmore or Black? What's the name of the private security firm? Blackwater, yeah. They hire those guys and companies like that to go stir up trouble. It's just amazing. And we haven't learned that lesson, and that's what they point out in that documentary. So if you see, it's on AXS, A-X-S is the cable channel, Mark Cuban's cable channel. And it's now 45 past the hour. We mark it at 45 past here on the DJV show.
Hi,
it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
This is your Tech It Out Minute brought to you by Asus.
Whether you're a student, home office worker, photo lover, or scrapbooker, your next printer should be an Epson EcoTank all-in-one. Why, you ask? Well, aside from the fact EcoTank multifunction printers are easy to use, fast, and offer high-quality wireless printing, scanning, and copying, EcoTank holds a ton of ink, as the name suggests, and therefore lets you print for up to 2 years before you need to refill the ink tanks. Yes, you heard that correctly. In fact, these Wi-Fi-enabled printers include up to 2 years worth of ink out of the box for many thousands of black and color prints. And when it is time to replenish the ink, it's very affordable bottles that you buy instead of cartridges. Learn more about Epson EcoTank at Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
There's a very interesting adjunctive story to the North Korean-U.S. thing. There's a commemorative coin that has been discussed. Remember now, they're supposed to get together June 12th in Singapore. There already is, actually, this special coin has already been minted. The government has gone ahead and minted a coin to celebrate the meeting. The coin, 250 of them so far, depicts a notably youthful-looking Trump glaring at a double-chinned Kim, who's referred to as the supreme leader, down his side of the coin.
It's an ugly coin, too.
How much is that going to be worth on the open market? Especially if there isn't a meeting between the two of them. Postscript at 10 before the hour on the DJ V Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Three past the hour, time for us to pay attention, close attention, to our pets. I have this new beautiful little dog named Daisy May. A few new pictures of her posted at facebook.com/DJB show. And I'm looking to Warren Eckstein, my pal, to help me with her. Although I will tell you, Warren, she's turning out to be a fabulous little love bug. Everybody loves her. I took her to the acupuncturist yesterday. She's showing lots of signs of improvement. She goes to the water course today to strengthen her back legs. But she really is. She's just fun. And I had an old halter. This she's really come of age. You know, I put on Charlotte. You don't want to put neck. You don't want to. I think that's something I should have you engage in conversation, actually. Why you don't put a neck collar on your dog. Do you want to discuss that for a minute?
You should in some cases.
You should in some cases?
Absolutely, yeah. In Central Park, and I'm sure, Warren, you've got thoughts on this too, but where I live in Central Park, every time you see a dog that's totally out of control, it's in a harness. It's never in a neck collar.
But that's not the reason. Here's the reason. Here's a new study that just came out that 96% of dogs have never received any type of obedience training. 96%.
That's new, I
believe. So I'm a big fan of the harness. Okay, years ago we all used collars. I used collars in the military. Nowadays, the harnesses that are made, if it's a good harness and the dog is well behaved, a harness is probably a better way to go. Because so many dogs do wind up with trachea problems and neck.
Yes.
It's not because
neck
it's
problem.
Not because the owners are aggressive. It's just the dogs are not trained. So the owner's pulling one way, the dog's pulling the other way.
Yeah.
Education can resolve. Education can resolve all of it. That, in fact, I just printed a study out this morning. 96% have not received obedience training. And over 50% have never been neutered.
Well, one of the things, I went to the dog shop last night to get some toys and chewies because young Daisy Mae likes to chew things. I had an old wicker couch on the back porch, which is no longer of much use. But she just needs to chew. So I got a whole bunch of chewy things, and she's now into that. But I also got was a little, every once in a while she makes a mistake in the house. She doesn't pee in the house, but there's a little poop that shows up here and there. Not maybe half a dozen times. So I got a spray that you put on the place, and that supposedly keeps them from doing that. And do you find, and then, you know, you got to bring them outside and give them treats and make sure that they're supported that way when they do the right thing. But is there another, do you have any other ideas for that? For people
who
have that?
First of all, very, very rare that a dog will go anywhere near where it sleeps or where it eats. Okay?
Yep.
So
right.
If the dog has an accident in the house, even if you find it 5 hours later, what you can do is clean up the accident and make sure you clean it up with something that has no ammonia. I recommend a product called Kids and Pets, but you can use whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is just take a little bit of the dog's food or a treat, put it in the area where he pooped. If he does it again, do the same thing. What will happen is he'll see his food in the area where he's going, and he will stop going.
Ah, brilliant.
And
I knew there was a reason I had you here. Thank you.
Well, see, if you just take the dog to the spot and say, bad dog for going in that spot, the dog says, no, I'll go to another spot.
No,
it's the act of going you got to achieve with the dog.
The Boston Globe carried a story yesterday about understanding pit bulls. The headline is, well, basically reference to understanding what a pit bull is not simple because there are a lot of different derivations of pit bulls. And the pit itself, pitties, have a bad reputation, which is not deserved in my estimation because I think most of the time it always, and I think you've said this, it goes back to the owners, it goes back to their treatment, it goes back to how they have been handled by the people who are responsible for them. That would
no
be
doubt,
for any dog, right?
No doubt about it. Pit bulls are incredible dogs. I trained the Buster Brown dog, Ty, which was an American Staffordshire Terrier, considered
right.
a pit. I recently had a conversation. I'm going to drop a name here. Linda Blair. Remember Linda Blair?
Yeah.
From The Exorcist. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her for years and does a tremendous amount of work.
Is her neck still going around in a circle?
Every time I look at her, I can't see that head spin around and green stuff coming out of her mouth. But other than that, she rescues a lot of pit bulls. She has her own organization. We had a conversation that the misunderstanding of the breed is based on the fact that the type of person that's attracted to that breed may be a gangster in a bad area, and therefore that breed takes on the bad name. But if you gave that same gangster a schnauzer, he would have a vicious schnauzer. So it's not the breed of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the dog is brought up and the way the dog's treated.
So and why just because is there so much ignorance about
because
this?
Because the dog's powerful. It's a powerful dog. So occasionally when something does happen, but that would be like saying that all men over 6'3", 400 pounds are bad because of their size. It's what you put in is what you get out. As a matter of fact, in all the temperament tests that have been done, pit bulls scored so much higher than schnauzers, chihuahuas, cocker spaniels, and other breeds.
Really? All right, so don't stay away from them.
No.
I continue. There's a great force in our country of adopting dogs, including a lot of the pitties that are on death row. All right, thank you. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.